The Chicago Bears beat the Detroit Lions for the first time since 2012 yesterday. The Indiana Hoosiers topped the Michigan State football team for the first time in 10 years. The Detroit Tigers missed the Major League Baseball playoffs for the second consecutive year. It was a Michigan sports weekend with plenty of disappointment. One exception, the Michigan Wolverines, a football team who moved to 5-0 on Saturday with a great win over Wisconsin. Do the weeks ahead provide any solace for the Spartans and the Lions? Current Sports' Al Martin joins us now to answer that question and more. Hi, Al.
How you doing, Mark? What a weekend.
It was really something. Even as kind of a casual sports fan, you can't help but notice when so many things go wrong.
Exactly, right. Oh.
What did Indiana do and what didn't Michigan State do to enable the Hoosiers to get a W on Saturday night?
Well, first, on the side of Indiana, I think, Mark, what you saw was a lot of resiliency from the Hoosiers. Even when they went down in that game by two touchdowns, they still kept battling. And that's a testament that, you know, especially when you look at that offense, that's an offense that we knew coming into that matchup can put up a lot of points. For Michigan State, it's a mix of a few things here. First off, I want to know all of the penalties that MSU had. I mean, just a ton of penalties left and right that hurt Michigan State in crucial times, Mark. Four holding calls, three false starts came from offensive players and were really lack of discipline infractions, if you ask me. MSU had three and out drives and went 4-15 on third down. Tyler O'Connor and that offense never really got into a consistent groove. They started off well, though, because if our listeners remember, in the beginning of that game when O'Connor hooked up with R.J. Shelton for that huge touchdown drive that was, I believe, 80-plus yards. I mean, Michigan State, you just really thought that Michigan State was really going to just put the pedal to the metal and really start to open that game up. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the case, though. Indiana stayed resilient. And looking at Tyler O'Connor, I mean, he was 21 for 35. 263, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Not bad numbers. A lot of people would argue those are above average numbers, and I would agree with that.
That's a lot of yards, yeah.
But when you look at key moments in this game, Mark, two critical sacks in overtime, fumbled, struggled to make throws like we've seen much throughout this year, still not getting the job done, if you ask me.
What do back-to-back losses at the start of the conference season do to MSU's longer season goals here?
Well, as Mark D'Antonio let known before the season began, winning or at least getting to the Big Ten championship dance out in Indianapolis, that was the first goal. Not even looking forward to, you know, possibly making another college football playoff appearance like they did last year against Alabama. Playing in that game was the goal coming into this year. Michigan State plays in the Big Ten East. When evaluating, as you mentioned, Michigan at undefeated 5-0. Ohio State at undefeated 5-0. Two teams who play in the Big Ten East. It's a bit unrealistic now to expect that Michigan and Ohio State will have a big drop-off to allow Michigan State to possibly have a chance at that. Now, crazier things have happened throughout a college football year, but right now you begin the conference season with two losses. Very, very tough. And how about the Big Ten West, though, Mark? I mean, Nebraska right now leads that division at 4-0. Iowa is not the team that we expected coming into this year. You look at Iowa coming off the loss to Northwestern. That was very surprising. But Nebraska leading the Big Ten West at 5-0 is very surprising. I really thought that it was Wisconsin for the taking, but they just lost to Michigan now. So that's a conference to really keep an eye on as the year goes on.
Who would you put as the favorite in the West?
Right now, I would have to say either in the West, excuse me, if you're asking about the West, not the East. Nebraska hasn't been tested. That's the thing about Nebraska. Even though you look at that 5-0 record right now, they don't play Michigan State. They don't play Michigan. They get Ohio State in a few weeks here. Then we'll really see where this team is right now. I would still have to say Wisconsin right now, just because we've seen them play tougher competition and we've seen how they can stack up against that competition. So I still like Wisconsin to come out that division, Mark.
Let's switch to baseball here for a second, because we learned yesterday with the loss to Atlanta that the Tigers will not make it to the playoffs. What gave the Braves the upper hand this weekend?
Well, I just think mental with this team, Mark. I mean, I've said all year that the Detroit Tigers have been a catch-22 team all year. You talk about roller coasters and kidney stones earlier on in the show, right? This has been a roller coaster type of a year for the Detroit Tigers. I mean, so many ups, so many downs. You just never really got a good read on this team throughout the entire year. If you look at the starting pitching, sometimes the starting pitching would be there, no run support, or great run support, bad starting pitching,
yeah.
Or the bullpen was up and down. I mean, you just didn't know. And for me, and I stuck to my guns at the beginning of last week, I didn't think the Tigers were going to make the playoffs. It got very interesting heading into this final weekend, especially with that third game cancellation against the Cleveland Indians last week. They didn't even need to make it up because they were out of it before it even began. I mean, they lose 2 of 3 over the weekend. Tough year, and a very disappointing year if you are a Detroit Tigers fan.
Does Brad Ausmus keep his job at least another year?
I think he does, Mark. You know, I've been listening to the reports here and there. I actually with Justin Rose at WXYZ out in Detroit, and he's reporting that Brad is expected to be back next year. I saw his report with the MLB Network not too long ago. The players love playing for Brad, and I will say I'm very surprised in saying this, Mark, because Brad inherited a job where he was expected to deliver this city a World Series, or at least get them there. That has not happened under his tenure right now. I'm very shocked that he still is there, but I will say that the leash is becoming shorter and shorter every single year. I am shocked at it that he'll be back next year. But that's not official, but that's the feel I get that Brad will be back next year as the Detroit Tigers manager.
Al Martin is the host of Current Sports on WKAR Radio. We're talking about the weekend's developments here in football and in baseball. Back to football here, a lot of people thought that the Bears game would be a good rebound opportunity for the Detroit Lions after the loss to Green Bay. How were the lowly Bears, hadn't won a game yet, finally able to log their first win against the Lions?
Oh, boy, the Detroit Lions. And I was one of those that expected the Lions to rebound after the away loss, at Lambeau Field against the Green Bay Packers. But, you know, Matthew Stafford had his worst passing day since week 5 of last year. He was if you go back to that game, you know, he was benched in a blowout loss to Arizona. But if you look at his numbers, he completed just 23 of 36 passes for 213, was out of sync with his receivers. We saw 2 interceptions yesterday as well, one of which there was just miscommunication between Matthew Stafford and Golden Tate. And I think more so that was the fault of Golden Tate. I mean, Golden Tate was supposed to come back on an out route and approach the sidelines. Matthew Stafford throws the football, intercepted, and it goes the other way. The run game wasn't there, and it hasn't been there for a few weeks now. Theo Riddick, Dwayne Washington, Zach Zinner averaged just 3.1 yards on their 16 carries, didn't have a rush longer, Mark, than 11 yards. If you don't have a balanced attack, I don't care who you're playing, you're not going to win. Your chances of winning decrease greatly. And there hasn't been a balanced attack for the Detroit Lions. And I think defensively, I think they're desperately missing Ziggy Ansah. They need him back because they can't get any pass rush. They failed to get any pass rush, really, on Brian Hoyer. They made him comfortable throughout much of that game. I mean, I talk about the special teams, you know. And I thought, I will say this, though. I thought Darius Slay did a very good job, probably his best game of the year. He did a great job on Alshon Jeffrey. But the rest of that secondary just let Eddie Royal do whatever he wanted. I mean, he had over 100 yards on Sunday, Mark. So it's a combination of things here. And I really do believe that you talk about Brad Ausmus, if he's going to keep his job, which I think he will. Oh, Jim Caldwell, he's on the hot seat now.
Yeah. I heard some commentators say that the former Spartan Brian Hoyer was looking like Joe Montana yesterday. Maybe that was because of what the Lions weren't doing.
Mark, if you suited up against the Detroit Lions right now, you may look like Joe Montana, okay? I mean, it's not that hard going against this defense.
How bad does a loss like this hurt the confidence of this team?
A lot. I think it does because when you look at the Lions' schedule – and you look at how they started the year here. I mean, I think the start of the year is the easiest stretch of football for the Detroit Lions throughout the rest of their schedule. I mean, now they have to, you know, they come home. That's a good thing. But they have to come home and play an Eagles team that is really hot right now, 3-0 in the NFC East. If they wanted to get off to a good start, they just blew their opportunity now, Mark, because the schedule does not get easier from here.
Jeremy Miller, head coach of the undefeated Pewaumee Westphalia Pirates football team, joins you at 1:00 here today on Current Sports on AM 870 WKAR. We look forward to that. Thank you for being here, Al.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Anytime.